It's Friday, August the 8th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 2 p.m. Prime Minister Elian Gurare says his office will join forces with unemployed technical and vocational education and training graduates and trainees to restore rundown school infrastructure and boost sanitation in schools across the country. That's according to News on One's Herta Ekanjo.
Speaking at Namport's gala dinner in Windhoek last week, Friday, Gurare said the campaign will begin at Ongudi Combined School in Ohangwena, where female learners fear using the toilet due to risk of infection despite the presence of TVET trainees in the area. Gurare said his office will camp alongside these trainees in remote areas to ensure delivery. Gurare added that the idea has always been to bring social amenities in rural areas on par with those in urban centers.
Social justice activist Sean Gariseb alleges that China SNT CEO Moses Matei, according to him, misled Windhoek Council members by denying that a July petition had been received. According to Gariseb, important matters such as ministerial directives were omitted from the recent council meeting to discuss. He further accused the technocrats of increasingly sidelining councillors in decision-making processes.
It became very evident that this is how things are done. The technocrats undermine the council in that they make decisions without consulting, informing, or even having regard for the councillors. The councillors themselves raised this and said that they do not appreciate that trend. This has been the story of this council for the past 5 years, where the technocrats impose things on them without properly explaining to them. That's why they are unaware of things that we petition, proposals that we give. That's why they are unaware of what the people are crying for.
The Good Party in South Africa says Basic Education Minister Siviwe Kwarube appears to be using regulations to undermine the intentions of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act and the now amended South African Schools Act. The minister has published the first two regulations under the Bella Act for public comment. The regulations relate to key issues like school admissions. Goods Secretary General Brett Herron.
Bella was meant to reform outdated admissions and language policy frameworks and to dismantle the spatial, linguistic and racial barriers that persist in South Africa's public education system. However, the wording of the regulations does not reflect that intention. Instead, the minister has selectively chosen language that risks entrenching exclusion.
To Kenya, where a medical charity's Cessna aircraft crashed in Nairobi's Githurai neighborhood, killing 4 people on board, including doctors and nurses, and 2 people on the ground, with 2 others seriously injured. The plane had departed Wilson Airport en route to Hargeisa in Somalia. The BBC reports that emergency responders are continuing efforts to assist the injured and investigate the incident. Internationally, Israel's security cabinet voted early today to approve plans for the military takeover of Gaza City after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced plans to seize the entire camp. Blake Sifton reports for us from Tel Aviv.
In a marathon overnight session, the Israeli security cabinet approved plans to conquer and hold Gaza City in a move opposed by the Israeli military and family members of the Israeli hostages. The plan falls short of Prime Minister Netanyahu's stated goal of seizing all of Gaza after ceasefire talks stalled. Gaza City is believed to be home to 800,000 Palestinians, and the plan would likely involve their mass evacuation to the south amid a starvation crisis already underway in the Strip. Netanyahu said that Israel does not plan to annex or administer Gaza, and control would eventually be handed over to a transition government that is not run by Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.